Perfect. All right, one second. Perfect. All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. Okay. We left off on page Ayin Hey. So in it we write. So this the topic of this section is Ha'adam, a person, Neshama Shemalubash Ala Haguf, is a soul that is clothed or housed within a body. Mitzias Ha'adam Morkeves Michomer Veruach Guf Neshama. The essence of a person is a composition. Ultimately is a combination of physicality and spirit, body and soul. Ba'ofen tivi, in a normal fashion, ha'olam osa anu makirim mizuem aguf. The truth is, the world in which we live is a world that primarily identifies with the physical, with the body. He says, mizuem achomer, hatafkid shelanu odifnei ha'avodah ma'asis, so as we've spoken about in the last couple of shiurim, that so much of life is just dependent on how you identify. And so often what we find is the goal is to recalibrate our identifications. So what he's wanting to show us is, you know, we live in a material world, and if our man primarily identifies with his body, the goal is to switch the primary identification of man from his body, ultimately to his soul. Lezahos es atzmenu, Kemetzios Ruchanis, to identify ourselves as spiritual beings. Kemetzios Shama Shama, as an existence of a soul. Now, what does this mean? In a kavana she'en lanu guf. So, what the Mechaber writes is, we're not trying to deny the fact that we have a body. You know, I mentioned last night, you know, in the Shir, that part of the beauty of Judaism is that we are not an ascetic religion. You know, we don't believe that the only way to come close to God is to divorce yourself from all physicality or from all materialism. That's not our belief. We believe that the physical world and the physicality of man can be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu if channeled in the right direction. So obviously, we're not ignoring the fact that we have a body. Vaday she'anu ba'alei guf. Certainly, we are physical beings. Anu chayim kan ba'olam hazeh. We live in this world. Ba'olam ha'chomer, which is a world of physicality. V'lo b'gan Eden. We don't live in the Garden of Eden. So now, let's put out there that we're not trying to deny the fact that we're physical beings. We're not trying to even suppress our physicality. What we're trying, however, is to switch our identification. And there are two possibilities. Nuscha Rishona, the first possibility is, meaning there's two possibilities in terms of how we identify. So Nuscha Rishona, Guf Shebesocho Nishama. So first possibility is that we are a body that within a soul, a body that houses a soul. I'm a guf, shebesocho neshama. Kilomar, ikar hazihui, hui ma guf. Now, what does that mean? That identification presupposes that my primary identity is a body. I'm a body, but this body also happens to house a guf, a neshama. Ela, shebesocho ha guf, nimseis kam neshama. Within this body is also neshama. Nuscha, so that's one possibility. I'm a body that houses a soul. Possibility two, Nuscha Shnia, Nishama Shemaluba Shala Guf. I am a soul that is clothed by a body. He says, Kilomar, Ha'adam Mizua Imen Hashama. In this second version, bless you, a person identifies primarily as a soul or with his soul. Ela Sha'al Nishmaso Yeshno Levush B'Shem Guf. But rather, again, in it, so what happens? I'm primarily a soul. But this soul happens to have another component or another layer of an article of clothing that's called the body. Then it's bone enough. So let me give you an example of this, says the Mechaber. Ha'im yeshno adam ha'mezaha es atzmo im ha'chulto shulovish. Is there a person who identifies himself with his shirt? Hare ba'layla hi kvar nimtzeis b'kvisa. In the morning, that shirt is already in the laundry. In the morning, I'm wearing a new shirt already. And I'll say, what does this mean? What this means is that I might like my shirt very much, but if you ask me who I am, what I say, oh, you know, mamish, I am a shirt. I am a shirt. No one would say that's ridiculous. The shirt is something that's important, right? It's an article of clothing. Clothing is important on a variety of different levels, but it's not who I am. It's just a part of me. It's a part of my externality. Certainly, again, It's ridiculous to say that a person doesn't identify at all with his clothing, because that's not true. Hare im hu lovish chalifa yofa, o begadim kiruim, hu margish shinui b'techushas hanefesh. Obviously, depending on what we feel differently about ourselves, depending on what we wear. Clothing is very important, very important. Not just on a material level, talking about just almost like in a self-confidence level. When you dress in a certain way, you feel a certain way. Aval, bein zeh, ubein lezal, sasasmo shu chalifa, hadavar rachok mod. But I could say on one hand that my shirt or my jacket is a very important part of my identity. But at the same time, no one's going to say that I identify myself as a shirt or as a jacket. I identify myself as the person who wears clothing. Now he says, Kishan istakir al atzminu. So we'll say, so this is a very profound yisod. What he's saying is, one of the most important questions we have to ask ourselves in life is, how do we identify? And there are two possibilities. I could either be a soul that is housed by a body, in which case, again, I've made the statement that the soul is a primary part of my being. My body is important also because it houses my neshama. It's the mode of interaction, it's the way that my neshama interacts with the world. It's important, but it's not the primary part of me. Or I can identify as a body that houses a soul, in which case, again, my body, my physicality is primary and my soul is secondary. Also, I want to be clear, this is not semantics. You know, this is not just word games. This is mamish how I identify, and how I identify is going to forge my entire identity and ultimately how I act, what I do, what my priorities are in life. He says, kishen istakel alatzmin. When we look at ourselves, kimetzio shel neshama lebeshep sochagov. When we look at ourselves and we see ourselves as a neshama that is clothed in a body. Hazihui hanafshi shenitan laatzminu. The spiritual identification that we have given ourselves. Hushona shinui tehomi biyachas lezihui bo anu murgalim guf shavasochal neshama. So the Mechaber says something very interesting. He says the truth is, most people, their default identification is as a body that houses a soul. And I want to be clear, like, he's not saying that a person, he's not saying that it's sinful to do that. He's talking just in very real terms. If you ask most people, what do they see as the dominant part of their being? People are going to answer the body, not because, God forbid, we're bad, not because we don't care, but simply because of the fact that we live in a physical world, and therefore it's most natural to identify with the guf itself. He goes on, Hikdamnu va'amarnu b'tchilas tivarenu. We said at the beginning of our discussions here, She'ilu lo rayonos, that we're not just simply talking about concepts. Boim anu levatos olam she'efsher lemamish also. We are trying to describe a world that really does exist, the spiritual realm. Ulahargish also, to feel it. Ulinshom also, and to breathe it. V'shehu yihye vaday lo pachos ube'emes afyoser me'olam osa anamakirim. Also remember, this is at the beginning of this chapter. When the Mechaber, remember, he spoke about this idea that there are some things that we see and some things that we don't see, but yet we believe they exist. The world of the neshama is real. The world of the neshama is there. In fact, the world of the neshama is more real than even the physical world in which we live, because the physical world is temporal and fleeting. The neshamadic world, the spiritual world, ultimately endures for all eternity. So what's our goal? Our goal is to be able to see that world, to breathe that world, to experience that world. Yesh ba'adam neshama v'guf. A person has a soul and a body. Ha'neshama hi metzius ruchanis. V'ha'guf hu metzius gashmis. The soul ultimately is a physical reality, and the soul is a spiritual reality. Mishehu meitanu mistapek ha'im aguf einenu metzius muchletes. Baru lekulanu she'aguf hu metzius muchletes mamashes. Is there anyone who doubts the existence of the body? I'm not talking about deep philosophical ideas of do we exist, do we don't exist, do we not. I'm talking about, is there anyone who says that my body is not here? So obviously, that's ridiculous. Everybody's going to agree with that because there's a physical reality. So ultimately, he says, "Kishenisha ba'adam, ha'im misupak etzlecha." Listen to this, I'll say how profound this is. When you ask a person, "Ha'im misupak etzlecha ma'aneshama himatzius muchletes mamashis," if you ask a person, tell me, do you believe that the neshama actually exists? But I say differently. Are you in doubt at all that the neshama actually exists? Is there any part of you that's unsure about the neshama? So the Jew will answer, of course not. I believe in the neshama. Ani yodea u'ma'amin shumetzios mamashes. I believe in the soul, and I believe that it absolutely exists. Ava, listen to this. Aval nishal, turn the page to ayin tes, to ayin vav, excuse me. Hayim nishal also, but if I ask him, ha'im ata margish es haneshama, tell me, Rabbi Yid, do you feel the soul? So now I understand the fact that you acknowledge that the soul exists, but now, do you feel your soul within you? Ha'im ata margish es haneshama kimetzios mamashis. Do you feel your soul? Do you experience your soul in the same real fashion in which you experience your body? Right? Meaning, what he's saying is, not just do you believe in the soul, but is it real to you? Is it a reality in your life? So what happens? He says, Kan hatshuva b'derech klal tiyah achas miyashnayim. He said, generally, people will give one of two answers to this. Either, oh, lo, either the answer will be just a straight out no, or, oh, halavai. Or halavai, I should get to this level. So the Mechaber says, and herein lies the greatest challenge of becoming spiritual people. A question of identification. And identification means that, remember, as we said before, two ways to identify. Am I a body that houses a soul? Or am I a soul that's housed by a body? And the goal is obviously to answer the latter. I am primarily a neshama that is housed by a body. But in order to do that, says the Mechaber, what has to happen? A person has to feel that the neshama is a reality. And as much of a reality and as much as a dominant feature in my life as my body, the same way none of us doubt the reality and presence of our guf. So too, again, we have to be able to experience the neshama in as just as real a way as possible. And once we're able to do that, then we're truly able to identify ourselves as a neshama that is housed by a guf. Obviously, the goal is going to be, how are we able to reach that level of soulful awareness that allows us to identify in the right way? All right, Moshe, we'll stop over here.
Yes, go ahead.